she was asking out to me. But I know your best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is this sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was gun, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Fastball, but he hit it anyway. Yes, home plate. He's waiting for you there. Well, you know life is a ball game, but you've got to play it fair.
Welcome to another edition of Marauders Baseball on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Back after a Monday off day, now on the road, another commuter trip here in Clearwater, Florida, taking on the Threshers. The Marauders enter at 20-13. The Threshers at 24-9, a matchup between the first and second place teams in the Florida State League West Division. Your Marauders winning their last series 4-2 at home against Lakeland. The Threshers splitting at Dunedin. The Marauders with former Major League starter Tyler Chatwood on the mound tonight. He'll be piggybacked by Dominic Paracci. Sam Aldegary, who threw five perfect innings in a no-hit effort for Clearwater against these Marauders, the second game of the season, starts for the hometown team. Packed house on a Tuesday night at BayCare Ballpark. We'll step aside as the national anthem is about to commence here and then return with starting lineups and first pitch next on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. After the national anthem concluded at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you. Bradenton, in easily the biggest series we've had all season this week, and a packed house tonight to open this thing up. Aldegary, the left-hander, on the mound. Fifth start of the season, 3.48, the earned run average. 30 strikeouts, 6 walks, and 20 and two-thirds pitched. Marauders will try to counter that with a very stacked lineup this evening. Jesus Castillo, the switch inning walks king of the Florida State League, leads off. He plays at third. Rodolfo Nolasco bats second, leading the team with a 3.10 average. Tamar Johnson bats third. Javier Rivas cleans it up. Carter Benz making a AAA rehab start today. Catches and bats fifth. Hit 208 last year in Indianapolis. Shaleen Polanco bats sixth, leads the team with his 4 home runs this season, and man, have they come at clutch times. Mojica bats seven. Treadway 8 DHing, and then Manuel Terrero with some bottom-of-the-order speed, hitting 308, batting to round out the order for Bradenton. Disson catches. Felix Reyes at first. Eric Brito at second. Brian Rincon at shortstop. Otto Kemp at third. Amarian Boyd in left. Justin Crawford in center, and Cade Ferguson right field tonight for Clearwater. The Marauders will have Tyler Chatwood, multi-year big leaguer, who spent plenty of time in the Chicago Cubs rotation in the late 2010s, early 2020s. We'll have a chance to hopefully get this team off to a good start defensively before Dominic Paracci will take us the rest of the way on the mound. Marauders in their road gray uniforms. Black Bradenton written across the chest, outlined in yellow, black numbers on the back. Gray pants with yellow and black striping down the side of it. Clearwater in their home white pinstripe pants, red stripes, red alternate tops. Clearwater logo on the left breast, their red hats with the Threshers Shark logo pressed upon it. Clear skies, stiff breeze blown out to right field, and we're ready to get underway. Castillo steps into the right-handed batter's box facing the lefty Aldegary. The Verona, Italy native set. Castillo in the box. First pitch of the evening. Taken upstairs, good take by Castillo, high fastball. It's 1-0 to start the night. We're underway at 6:32 local. Temps in the high 80s, nice cool wind. 1-0 pitch. Castillo takes, fastball misses in. It's 2-0 now. Tyler Green, the home plate umpire, relaying the ABS signals tonight. Bella Robb on the bases. 2-0 pitch to Castillo. Takes fastball over the heart of the plate this time, and it's called a strike. It's 2-1. Biggest series of the season thus far, and could decide the first half. 2-1 pitch misses into Castillo. 3-1 now. Aldegari comes set, left-hander. Resting above the belt, toes square to the Marauder dugout on the first base side. 3-1 pitch to Castillo. Lines one down the left field side. Amarian Boyd is there, though, and he makes the grab for the first out. Good contact by Jesus, just not rewarded on this occasion. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco with a team-leading 310 batting average and a team-leading 429 on-base percentage. 12 RBI, 2 home runs, one of those an inside the park tally. Infield backs up towards the grass on the right side, or left side of the diamond, rather. Shifted towards third base. Pitch. Nolasco way out in front of a slider for strike one. Swing and a miss. 85 miles an hour, broke darn near corner to corner from Aldegari. One strike offering now. Nolasco takes elevated fastball, misses not by much, and it's 1-1. Red is a fastball, but at 85, imagine that one was really a slider. The 1-1 pitch to Nolasco. Fouls one off, up and over the home plate area. Out of play for strike two. Dollar night at BayCare Ballpark. Dollar tickets, dollar hot dogs, dollar 12-ounce beers. Sounds like a busy night for the Clearwater Police Department. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Home plate umpire says Nolasco one around, strike three and out number two. Tough break there. I think Nolasco did enough to hold up, but umpire's call stands as Termar Johnson steps in now. Termar batting 234 this year. 6 RBI, 357 OBP. Steps in from the left side. Always a long line for his autograph before our games. First pitch to Johnson from Aldegari with two down and nobody on in the top of the first. Fastball hummed down the middle, taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Rivas cleaning it up, waits on deck if Termar can reach here to keep the inning alive. 0-1 pitch. Termar takes a big cut and a bigger miss at a high fastball for strike two. 4-0-1 to dead center here at BayCare Ballpark. 329 down the left field side, 330 in the right field corner. 0-2 pitch. Fly deep to left. That one hooking foul and just out of play. Nearly had the legs to get out. It looked off the bat. Boyd chased it all the way into the corner. Had to pull up before crashing into the wall. 0-2 still the count to Termar Johnson. Aldegari set, big exhale, the 0-2 again. Termar takes, breaking ball misses outside in the count, 1-2 now. Termar was 2-for-4 on Sunday. The 1-2 pitch to him. Pop foul back behind home, out of play. Second two-strike pitch, Termar is spoiled away in this at-bat to stay alive. The 1-2 pitch again to Termar Johnson from Sam Aldegari, the left-hander. Check swing. Ooh, man, umpire says Termar went around. Termar can't believe it. And he goes down the back-to-back. Check swing, strikeouts, end the inning. We go to the home first. No score at BayCare Ballpark. Tyler Chatwood to the mound for Bradenton when we return on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Leecom Park. The Bradenton Barbanegras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barbanegras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the first at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. No score between your Baby Buckos and the Threshers. Marauders set down an order. Tyler Chatwood, multi-year big leaguer who made his major league debut in 2011, starts tonight here for the Marauders. Last appeared in a competitive game in 2021 for the San Francisco Giants. Better known for his 4 years in Colorado, 3 years in Chicago. Career major league record of 52-60 on the mound. 4.45 the career ERA. 660 strikeouts and 462 walks. Facing Amarian Boyd leading off for Clearwater. Pitch. Weakly grounded to first. Mojica fields the spinning grounder and steps on the bag quickly. One pitch, one out, efficient. Start to the night for Chatwood. Carter Binns, AAA rehabber, catches. Mojica at first, Tamar Johnson at second. Rebounds at short, Castillo on the hot corner. Terrero, Polanco, and Nolasco. Left to right in the outfield for Bradenton. Justin Crawford up now, the speedy batting average leader for Clearwater. 315 the mark this season, 17 RBI for him. Time called by the third base coach. Not sure what he's asking for. Umpire pulls out the notebook from the back pocket. And this is not Justin Crawford in the batter's box. God, my favorite part of this job is when people don't tell you very, very important things you need to know. So this is now Ricardo Rosario batting. So I guess Justin Crawford scratched from the lineup tonight. He takes a first pitch slider that misses ball one. Rosario batting 241 this season with 7 RBI. Takes another pitch this time. Well located. Sinker on the outer half from Chatwood. Catches the corner for strike one to even up the count. Chatwood comes set. Ball and a strike with one away. Pitch. Breaking ball. Well located. Called the ball though. Could not have missed by much and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike with one away. Bases empty in the bottom of the first of a scoreless game. The pitch taken outer half sinker. Chatwood gets the call for strike two. He's really hammering that low and away corner to right-handed hitters. 2-2, one away. Chatwood looking for his first strikeout since 2021 as a San Francisco Giant. Bounces in a breaking ball to the dish. Ball and the count full now. Fresh baseball for Chatwood. He's taking his time. Now steps back on the rubber. Has 8 on the pitch clock. 5 now. Yet to come set. Now does so. Fires. Bouncing ball towards third. Charge start by Castillo. Makes a great one-handed scoop on the belt. High hop in the throw to first. In time to get the speedy Ricardo Rosario for the second out. Otto Kemp up now, three-spot man batting. 258 this year. 4 homers, 13 RBI. Chatwood limited to one inning tonight, trying to make it a productive one. The former Cubby and Rocky and Giant comes set. Pitch taken low, 1-0. Chat was on those high school, my high school era Chicago Cubs teams. 17, 18, 19, 2020 as well during the COVID year. 1-0. Breaking ball looped into the back half of the strike zone in the count. 1-1 now. Curveball sinker mix. I've yet to see a different delivery from Chatwood in the outing. Next pitch. Well thrown. Inner half sinker taken for a strike in the count. 2-2 now. Check that. 1-2. Ball and two strikes with two away. Chatwood trying to match Al DeGarry's first inning and set the Threshers down in order. Pitch. Line towards first. Mojica makes the grab and steps on the bag to end the inning. Chatwood forces three groundouts, and we're 3-1 at BayCare Ballpark. No score between your Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers when we come back. Here for the top of the second at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. No score between the Threshers and your Marauders. So Rosario into left field. I believe he said Ferguson center. Lord knows. We'll figure it out eventually. So many changes. It's about four changes in the first inning of the game for Clearwater as Rivas cuts and misses at the first pitch of the second inning, a high fastball for strike one. Oh, 1 offering. Javi, another swing and a miss, another high fastball for strike two. Rivas batting 232 this year, 19 RBI, two home runs. So Rosario in left, Ferguson center, and Boyd in right field. It's the official change for Clearwater. 0-2. Rivas takes fastball, misses. Good foot and a half inside for a ball. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Pitch. Rivas skies it high into shallow center. Fergus, the new center fielder, charges onto it. Makes a confident two-handed squeeze for the first out. Brings up Carter Binns, AAA rehabber. Trying to provide some firepower to this Bradenton lineup. Hit 208 last year in AAA. 32 RBI, 10 home runs. Had an on-base percentage of 297. First pitch, Binns fouls off an inner half fastball straight back to the backstop for strike one. Beautiful night with a great atmosphere here in Clearwater. Couple thousand pack in this place. 0-1 offering. Bends late again at the fastball. Does catch a piece of it and fouls it straight back for a second time to make the count 0-2. Couple fans in Marauders hats, some Pirates shirts sprinkled around the stands. Outfield grass seating area absolutely packed in the left field side with some sort of bar seating. Great atmosphere. The 0-2 to Benz. Popped up, first base side and foul ground. That one tailing towards the wall. And it'll be squeezed. A great catch made by Felix Reyes with no room to spare up against the protective netting. And there's two down now. Brings up Shaleen Polanco. Batting 161 this year. 12 RBI, 4 home runs for him. Polanco broke a hitless streak the other night, rather Saturday night. Fouls off first pitch fastball here for strike one. No balls, one strike, two away. Next pitch, breaking ball. Dances just off the low and away corner. Good take by Polanco, a ball, and it's 1-1. Even offering from Aldegary. Shaleen fouls off a high heater straight back for strike two. Aldegary trying to make it two perfect innings to start his night on the mound. The Italian left-hander set. The 1-2 pitch to Shaleen Polanco. Fly down the left field side, racing towards the corner and pulling up to make a catch in foul territory, reaching over a low wall into the picnic table seating area is Rosario to end the inning. Marauders set down in order. We go to the home second, no score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Oh, do we have a very special edition of the Cody's?
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Claws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of...
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom of the second, it's Blake Cederlund out of the bullpen instead of Dominic Piracci, as I had assumed. So Cederlund will make his second appearance. Facing Gabriel Rinconas Jr., first pitch driven to left. Tails foul and out of play for strike one. Cederlund this season, an 18 ERA, has pitched just one inning, gave up two earned runs, no hits, walked two, hit a batsman, got a strikeout, and balked twice to bring in a pair of runs that gave Lakeland the win earlier last week. 3-2-10 the final there. 0-1. Misses way inside. Rincones lucky to get out of the way. It's a ball and it's 1-1. Rincones Jr., the .279 average, 5 home runs, 15 RBI this year, leads the team with those 5 long balls. Left-handed hitters enjoy that breeze out to the right field pole. 1-1. Cedarlin misses, rather gets the call outside, and it's 1-2. ABS is a beautiful thing. Ball and 2 strikes. Cedarlin looking for a K. Fires. Lined over the head of Castillo. That one touches down in fair territory down the left field line. Rincones is going to try and push for 2, and he will. A stand-up double to lead off the home second for Gabriel Rincones Jr. First base runner of the night for either team, Jordan Disson. The catcher in for Clearwater, .300 average, a homer and 10 RBI. Rincones Jr. on second with good speed. When that line drive off the batter, Rincones touched down in left field, it shot a puddle of water about a foot in the air. Didn't know there was moisture here at the ballpark today. It has not rained in 2 or 3 days. 1-0 the count to Disson. Cedarlin slider missed away. 1-1 offering. Keeping an eye on the runner. Misses again. 2-0. Cedarlin trying to lock in on the K-zone here. Got ahead in the count while the Rincones Jr. before giving up the line drive double. Down 2-0 here, pitch to Disson. Hard hit grounder toward short. Rivas with a great backhand pick. Strong throw to first, scooped by Mojica in time, and there's one away. Love seeing Javier Rivas back at shortstop to make some incredible plays like that. 100 mile per hour ground ball to his right, had to back up in the grass, down to a knee to pick it on the backhand. Fired a strong one bounce throw to first. Mojica able to handle the belt high hop easily. Felix Reyes in the batter's box now. .318 average, 3 RBI, no long balls for him. Cedarlin checks second. Runner goes for third, and it hits the batter. It's honestly not a bad result there. No stolen base for Rincones Jr. And it sets up a double play. Does put another base runner on, but now there's no runner on third, which Rincones would have been into third with a breeze. Third batter hit this season by Cedarlin. Cade Fergus steps in, .239 hitter with 4 home runs and 14 RBI. Double play is in order here. Rodgers lead the Florida State League, and our second in all of single-A baseball in double plays turn. Massive leadoffs for both base runners. First pitch, high fastball, cut and a miss by Fergus for strike one. Seen Cedarlin in trouble before. Can he pitch out of it this time is the question. Big spot for the former big leaguer trying to make his way back. 0-1. Grounded hard, diving stop by Castillo, and he won't be able to throw it anywhere. Got caught up in his own shoes. Marauders got the double play ball they wanted. It was a tough play, though. Castillo tried to race to his feet to throw to second and turn a double play, but fell nearly flat on his face. Everybody's safe, and the base is loaded now. They'll give Fergus a base hit. Base is loaded for Brian Rincon. Cedarlin in the same spot last week. Balked twice, hopefully avoiding that scenario here. First pitch. Rincon lines one to left. That's going to score a couple. One in to score. Runner being waved to the plate. Cutoff throw relay in time. Only one gets in. Reyes tagged out at the plate. A good throw from Torero into the cutoff man, Castillo, who fired a strong throw to Bins. Applied a stiff tag to Reyes. Rincones scores, and it's 1-0 Threshers, but there are 2 down in the inning now. Up to second is Ferguson. On first with an RBI single is Rincon. Nine-spot man Eric Brito up, 284 average this season. Homer and 12 RBI. Cedarland now just hoping to get out of this with only one on the board. Right-hander comes set. First pitch to Brito. Taken up and in, missed, but not by much for ball one. Wind stiffly blowing out to right field. 1-0. Hit high and deep to left. This one's got a chance. Torero's back on the warning track, and it's gone. Three-run home run, and it's 4-0 Threshers. Feet the distance. We're back to the top of the Clearwater lineup, and Amarian Boyd is 0-for-1 with a ground out. A double, a ground out, a hit by pitch. A double, a single, and a home run in this inning for Clearwater. Two down. First pitch to Boyd. Takes fastball high and away, ball one. One out at the knees. Fastball for a strike, and we're even up. One from Cedarland. Taking out her half. ABS somehow has that one as a ball, and it's 2-1. Neutral count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 4 runs in the inning for the Threshers. Pitch. Bounced into the plate, a ball, and it's 3-1 now. Hitter-friendly count to Amarian Boyd. Cedarland comes set. 3-1 home from the right-hander. Chop towards Mojica, makes a good glove play, races to the bag, and steps on it in time to end the inning. Four runs on 4 hits, no errors, and nobody left. A 3-run bomb for Brito puts Clearwater up by 4. Going to the third when we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, swing, batter, swing. Swing, batter, swing, batter, swing, batter, swing, yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going?
Jimmy's out,
next in line.
Swing, batter, swing, batter, swing, batter, swing. Swing, batter, swing, batter, swing, batter, swing.
Yes, I went to Harvard.
Back here for the top of the third. Marauders down 4-0. 4-run home second for the Threshers. Mojica in the 7th spot leading off this inning. Bradenton playing from behind for the next 7 innings here tonight. Aldegary's first pitch to Mojica. He's batting .250 this season. Breaking ball. Catches the smallest piece of the top of the strike zone. It's 0-1. Next pitch, Mojica late on the swing with a fastball. Fouls it off for a strike. It's 0-2 now. Bradenton without a base runner thus far. Two strikeouts in the first for Aldegary, then three pop-outs, fly-outs in the second. Next pitch, Mojica spoils it away back towards the home plate area. Count still 0-2. Shot out of play up towards the sweet level. The 0-2 again. Misses inside, a fastball. Has Mojica jumping out of the way. A ball and two strikes now to the power-hitting first baseman. 1-2 pitch from the lefty. Swing and a miss. Mojica chases in the dirt, and there's one away. Brings up Tanner Treadaway. Making his fourth appearance of the season, is 3-for-9 at the plate. Two RBI this season. Torero in the 9 spot on deck. Marauders with some bottom order power. Aldegary with 30 pitches thrown thus far. First pitch to Treadaway is a high breaking ball. It's 1-0. Comfortable take. Treadaway DHing tonight. Put some good speed on the bases if he can reach here. 1-0 pitch. Taken high. Fastball at the shoulders, and it's 2-0. Marauders with a split or a series loss here would see themselves on the outside looking in at the division race. Big six games this week. 2-0 to Treadaway. Takes up an in fastball. 3-0 now. Expect the take sign to be on here. Just try to get a base runner to get some sort of momentum going offensively here. Still early in this one. Aldegary's 3-0 pitch to Tanner Treadaway. Called a strike on the outer half, and it's 3-1. Did not get much of the zone, but got enough. Talking with ABS techs at home. Ball just has to touch the zone. As Treadaway fouls off the 3-1 pitch for strike two in the count. Just like that, is full now. A 1% of 1% of 1% could be touching the strike zone, and it goes down as a strike with the automatic balls and strike system. Full count, one away. Bases empty, Marauders without a base runner in their first seven at-bats. 3-2 pitch. Popped foul, out of play. First base side, and we'll do it again. Three-two again to Treadaway, on its way home. Breaking ball chopped foul into the Clearwater dugout. How about a third 3-2 pitch here? Tanner Treadaway piecing together a nice at bat. It's not anything, you know, out of the ordinary from him. Eighth pitch of the at bat, the third full count pitch from Aldegary. Long pause. Lefty now fires home. Popped up in the infield. Couple men converge, couple men call it, and the first baseman, Reyes, is there to grab it in the end for the second out. Doesn't get the result Treadaway would have wanted, but an 8-pitch at-bat, a very welcome change for the Marauders. Shows that they can dig deep and work the count against Aldegary. The previous longest at-bat was just 5 pitches in this one for a Marauder hitter. 9 spot in Torero up, team leader with 20 RBI. Second on the team with his 308 average. Aldegary trying to make it 3 perfect innings to start the night. First pitch to Torero. Big cut and a miss. High fastball blown by the barrel for strike one. No balls, a strike, 2 away. Pitch. Torero takes fastball at the knees. Called a strike, and it's 0-2. 0-2, 2 away. Aldegary rocks and fires home. Fouled off, slicing back towards the netting. Right in front of where I'm posted up here tonight. 0-2 will do it again. That was the 40th pitch of the evening for Aldegary. The 0-2 again to Torero. Breaking ball misses up and away. Comfortable take for Emmanuel, and it's 1-2 now. Says a fastball on the live pitch data. It's a High spin rate for a fastball. 1-2. Terrell pops it foul. Third base side out of play. We'll do it again. Back to back. Aggressive fight in the at-bats from Treadway and Torero here. Sixth pitch to Emmanuel upcoming. The 1-2. Hard hit grounder. Second base side. Brito with a nifty glove pick. His throw to first is offline, though. Torero's safe. Guessing they'll give that as an error for a hometown scorekeeper, but could go either way. See what they mark it as here. Torero was not far from beating it out. Regardless, we're happy to take a base runner here. Jesus Castillo at the top of the order up now, lined out to left. It is a base hit for Torero. So the Marauders will not be no-hit with Aldegari on the mound for the second time this season. Castillo, hard line out to left his first time up. Can Bradenton make a little two-out magic here in the top of the third? First pitch to Castillo's a fastball way up and outside for ball one. Torero with good speed on first leads the team with 8 stolen bases this year. 1-0 pitch. Castillo slices it foul on the first base side. Out of play for a strike. It's 1-1. Marauders trying to work from behind here. Start chipping away. 2-out rally would be a great start. The 1-1 pitch to Jesus Castillo. Takes low, bouncer in the dirt. Well blocked by the catcher, Disson. Torero will stay put. A ball in the count, 2-1. Shadows starting to creep across the infield and left field side of that outfield grass. Lights have not flickered on yet. But man, picturesque evening here tonight. 2-1 pitch. We'll have to wait. A leg lift and a pickoff throw to first from the left-hander Aldegari. Torero dives back safely without a tag applied. First disengagement of the at-bat allowed by Aldegari. First time we've seen him work out of the stretch all night. Lefty brings the hands together. The 2-1 pitch to Castillo. Jesus takes. Pitch misses outside, not by much though, and it's 3-1, a good take. Castillo hunting possibly his 29th. League-leading walk of the season. Torero takes his steps off the bag at first. Aldegari set the 3-1 pitch. Misses high, ball four. The king of base on balls in the Florida State League gets another. Castillo walks and now two men on with 2 outs and Rodolfo Nolasco into the batter's box. The king of doubles in this Bradenton team. 8 this season for him. And I would love to make it 9 right here to maybe bring in a pair of runs with the speed we have on the bases right now. Torero at second, Castillo on first. 2 of, if not the fastest base runners, more importantly, the smartest base runners on the team. First pitch, Nolasco. Pops it up to first, a slow roller, fielded after a short bounce, stepped on the bag, inning over. Marauders strand a pair. One hit in the inning, no errors, and no runs. We go to the home third, 4-0 Clearwater. The score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Leacon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leacon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the home third at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Pecorni on the Marauder Radio Network. 4-0 Threshers the score after 2.5 innings. Cedarland out there for another inning on the mound, faces Ricardo Rosario leading off. He grounded out to third back in the first inning, 0-1 tonight. Cedarland trying to bounce back. Gave up 4 runs on 4 hits in the second inning. 3-run homer highlighted that frame offensively for Clearwater. Cedarland's first pitch misses inside for ball one. One and oh the count. Lights flicker on here at BayCare Ballpark. Cedarland's 1-0 pitch to Rosario. Bounces in the dirt, 2-0 now. Now Dominic Paracci warming up in the Marauder bullpen, as well as Miguel Fulgencio in left field. Cedarland comes set, trying to lock in on the K-zone, his 2-0 offering. Misses up and in, jumping out of the way is Rosario, 3-0 now. Ready, set, 3 balls, no strikes to the leadoff man. Pitch, called a strike, low and away. Cedarland bounces back in the count, 3-1 now. Hitter-friendly count to Rosario. 3-1 pitch on the way. High for ball four. 5-pitch, 90-foot free pass for Rosario to lead off the home third for the Threshers. Brings up Otto Kemp, who's 0-1 with a ground out. Rolled over to third, Tyler Chatwood. Threw an efficient, professional first inning in this one. Know that Cedarland's got it in him. Spent time with the Pirates in 2020 up at the big league level. Hadn't pitched in 26 months until his outing a few days ago. Pickoff throw to first, diving back safely with plenty of time and no tag is Rosario. Kemp with a live average of 255 this year. First pitch to Kemp from Cedarland. We'll have to wait another pickoff throw. Now he's unable to throw a pickoff in this at-bat unless he's successful in it. Otherwise, it counts as a balk. I'm sure that's going to be Rosario's cue to try and take off for second here. He takes a big lead past the cut in the grass. Big secondary lead as well, as the first pitch, a fastball, misses inside for ball one. Cedarland set, 1-0. Swing and a tip into the glove of the catcher. Bins for strike one to even up the count. Marauders trying to steady the ship defensively here. Cedarland looking for that crucial first down to the inning. Righty set. Another big lead at first for Rosario, the 1-1 pitch. Runner goes. Big jump. Throw down to second from Bins. Not going to get him. Stolen base for the stolen base leaders in the Florida State League. And just like that, a man in scoring position, a ball on the pitch, a high heater. And the count 2-1 now. Threshers have 3 men in the top 5 in the league in stolen bases. Boyd with 20, Rinconis Jr. with 16, and Crawford with 15. 2-1 with the man on second. Popped foul. First base side out of play for a strike. It's 2-2. Be great to see Cedarland bounce back with a punch out here. Dangerous Rinconis Jr. in the cleanup spot waits on deck. 2-2 home. Fouled off. Just catching a piece of it as Kemp to stay alive. We'll do the pair of piece pitch once more. Ready, set, Cedarlin looking for the strikeout. The 2-2 again. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by Binns. He's injured. Can't find it. And advancing up to third with some good base running is Rosario. Binns caught that one on the thigh. Charlie horsed him. And he's walking into the dugout now. So I guess that's it for tonight for Carter Binns. Been straight down the tunnel and into the clubhouse, so the Marauders will need a new catcher now. So it looks like, I can't tell if it's Planchard or Alfonso out of the bullpen. It's Planchy. So Planchy will move into catch now. Hope that Carter Binns is okay. His first time playing on rehab assignment. Hate to see him exit the game. Planchard, a great defensive catcher. Gets in a quick chat with Cedarlin. I think Planchy's going to get a few warm-up tosses from Cedarlin here to get loose. Planchy throws one down to second to get the hose loose. And now Kemp steps back in. Full count with nobody out. Planchard into catch for Binns, who exited after taking a wild pitch. It looked like in the thigh area. He went straight down the tunnel and into the clubhouse. Infield in for Bradenton. Full count, nobody out, man on third, trying to prevent the Threshers from going up 5-0. 3-2. Slider low and away. Comfortable take for ball four for Kemp. Back-to-back walks. Start the inning. Brings up the cleanup man, Rinconis Jr. And now Jonathan Johnston the mound. I think this is it for Cedarlin. JJ takes the ball from Blake, and that'll do it. Marauders go to the bullpen. Men on the corners, nobody out in the bottom of the third. Clearwater up 4-0 with, can't tell if it's Paracci or Fulgencio, one of the lefties, making their way in from the bullpen. So we'll step aside as the new arm comes to the mound. And it will be Fulgencio when we return.
Yeah, I'm down bad. She slammed that door and she broke my heart. That girl so got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this car, sitting here wishing on a neon star. Hey girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star,
up there hanging from behind the bar.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, Miguel Fulgencio, the Dominican-born Oklahoma Rays left-hander on the mound. Has a zero ERA this season, trying to pitch out of a jam here. Men on the corners, nobody out. First pitch to Rinconis Jr. at the knees for strike one. If Miguel can get us out of this, I've made this promise to Joshua Loshorn before. I will give him the keys to my 2016 certified pre-owned Toyota Camry. 0-1 from Fulgencio. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Rinconis takes a big cut at a low and in changeup. That arm side changeup to a fellow left-hander from Fulgencio working well there. Making just his third outing of the season. The 0-2 pitch on its way. Check swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. Strike three. Out number one. Fulgencio gets the first crucial out of the inning. So not sure when or if we'll see Dominic Piracci. It was his scheduled start night, and I thought the plan was to bring him in after Tyler Chatwood pitched. Diss into the plate. Grounded out to the shortstop. Rivas in the second inning. Would love another roller there. Runner goes for second. Planchart bobbles the throw. And in with a stolen base to eliminate the double play is Kemp. Ball on the pitch, and it's 1-0. This Clearwater team just runs and runs and runs. So many stolen bases for them this season. Two in scoring position now with one away. Infield comes in, the 1-0 pitch to Disson. Line to left. That one's going to touch down for a base hit. One run will score. Terrero boots it in left. Kicks up off his glove, and two come in to score. It's 6-0 Threshers. Two RBI single for Disson. That closes the book on Cedarland for the night now. One inning pitch, six runs, all of them earned. Gave up four hits, walked two, struck out none. Next pitch, hard roller, short to second for one. Relay to first in time, but Mojica can't scoop it. And the inning will continue. Get the lead man on the 6-4. Termar Johnson bounced the throw into first.
Center fielder, Kate Fergus.
They would have had Reyes by a good 5 feet. Now Fergus to the plate. He's 1-for-1 with a single tonight. First pitch to Fergus. Inner half sinker for a called strike. It's 0-1. 6-0 Threshers the score here in the bottom of the third inning. 0-1 from Fulgencio. Fouled off the end of the bat. Fergus shoots it towards his own dugout for strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Fulgencio trying to end another damaging inning here. Lefty's 0-2 pitch to Fergus. Hit high and deep to left. This one's got a chance. Hooking foul, thankfully. Had the legs. Didn't stay within the chalk lines, though. And we'll do the 0-2 again. High and deep to left center field now. It'll stay within the confines of the ballpark, though. Polanco under it. Schalien squeezes it to end the inning. Another pair of runs added in the inning. Two off of one hit. No errors and one man left. We head to the fourth. 6-0 Clearwater the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Well, you know you make me wanna talk, kick my heels up. Don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
here for the visiting half of the fourth. The Marauders down 6-0. Jamar Johnson leading off for Bradenton. Struck out in the first inning, 0-1 tonight. Aldegary out there. He's given up just one hit and a walk in his first three innings. First pitch to Tamar. Breaking ball misses upstairs, 1-0. Paracci still getting loose in the Marauders' bullpen in left field, so maybe didn't want to start him in an inning with men on base. 1-0. Fastball up and away, gets the corner for strike one. 1-1 the count to Tamar. Live batting average at .229 entering this trip. 1-1 offering. Popped foul, third base side out of play for a strike. It's 1-2. Marauders got a hit from Emmanuel Terrero when he reached on an infield roller in the third. The 1-2 to Tamar. Breaking ball lined over the leaping reach of the third baseman Kemp. That one touches down, a leadoff single for Tamar Johnson in the top of the fourth. And the Marauders hopefully with something going here to try and chip away at this six-run deficit. Third baseman Kemp, if he had about two or three more inches on his vertical, was making the play there. Tamar did well to take a high and outside slider the other way. Rivas up now, 0-1 in the game with a fly out to center. First pitch. Rivas takes fastball low. It's 1-0. I think maybe, just maybe, that bat of Tamar Johnson starting to heat up. Steadily climbed the average over the last week. 1-0 to Rivas. Takes fastball right down the middle. For a strike, it's 1-1. Planchart on deck for Bradenton. Entered for Binns last inning, who exited behind the catcher's spot, hurt in the game. 1-1. Rivas late at the high fastball, fouls it off for a strike. It's 1-2 now. Ball and two strikes to Rivas. Marauders have had one man reach second in the game. 1-2. High breaking ball. Comfortable take, about 2 feet upstairs. Good 2 or 3 feet outside, and the count even at a pair apiece. Just hope this Marauders team, and I know they got the magic in them. Yes, it's a six-run deficit, but that's a run an inning if you look at it that way. Rivas spoils away the 2-2 pitch towards the protective netting behind home plate. We'll see another one here. This team scored 16 runs in a game. Scored a run in every inning except the eighth a week ago. They can do it. 2-2 again. Back foot breaking ball. Rivas gets out of the way. Ball in the count full now. If you're going to get hit by one, usually like it to be a slider or a changeup. Rivas said, I don't want to get hit by anything this time. Full count. Seventh pitch of the AB on its way. Rivas pops it foul out of play back behind home plate. And we'll do the full count offering again. This is what I talked about briefly. Last inning, Tanner Treadaway worked an 8-pitch at-bat. Terrero with a 7-pitch at-bat that got him a single. The more and more pitches you see from Aldegary, the better the Marauders' chances are going to get of putting balls in play. The 3-2 again from the left-hander to Rivas. Swing and a miss. Fastball 2 feet above the strike zone. And there's one away. Rivas, known to chase high heat, and does so there. Brings Planchart to the plate. Gio batting .205 this season. Entered for the hurt Carter Binns last inning defensively. 10 RBI for Planchy this year. No homers. Tamar still on first after his leadoff knock. Planchart takes high fastball. Well above the K-zone and a bit inside for ball one. Ball and no strikes, one away. Pitch to Planchart from Aldegary. Planchy takes fastball over the heart of the plate, up in the zone for strike one. Tamar with a conservative lead off the bag at first, held on by Reyes. 1-1. Planchart way late with a swing at an outer half fastball for strike two. 65th pitch of the night for Sam Aldegary upcoming. Planchy's going to call time and step out. Right-handed hitting catcher digs back in. Aldegary now comes set. 10 on the pitch clock, the 1-2. Breaking ball bounces into the plate. Good block by the catcher, Disson. Johnson will not advance. A ball in the count, 2-2 to Planchart now. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the fourth inning. Tamar Johnson at first for Bradenton. Clearwater leads your baby Buckos 6-0. Aldegary set the 2-2 pitch to Giovanni Planchart. Hit high and deep down the left field line. That one's got a chance. It is out of here. Let it ride. Touch them all. Big fly number one of the season for Giovanni Planchart, and we cut the deficit to 4. 6-2 Clearwater the score. Planchart got a hold of a slider on the inner half of the plate and made no mistake about it. Boy, is the ball carrying here tonight. Marauders just like that erase the two spot in the bottom half of the third. Now Shalene Polanco to the plate with a chance to work here with one away. Some life in these Bradenton bats. As Polanco hits one high and deep to right. That one is back. That one is out of here. Let it ride. Touch them all. Back-to-back jacks. And the Marauders are back in this game tonight. It's a 3-run deficit. Shalene Polanco. Placata, number 5 of the season for the number 26 overall prospect. Dugouts fired up, and we've got some life here tonight, folks. Come on. First pitch crushing. Fastball middle of the zone, up above the belt, around the belt maybe. And Polanco made no mistake about it. Pitching coach Matt Hockenberry out to the mound now. All you need is to find that steady pitching defensively. And we have a game on our hands here tonight. First two home run inning of the season for the Marauders. Two run blast for Planchart, and then the solo shot for Polanco. Mojica to the plate now. If there's anybody that could make it three home runs in a row, it's Alexander Mojica. He's 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout. Mound meeting concluded. First pitch from Aldegary to Mojica. Fastball misses high and away for ball one. Back-to-back jacks in the inning. Rodgers with a shot of life. 6-3 of the score now, starting to chip away the 1-0. Mojica way out in front of a breaking ball that bounces in the dirt for strike one. Even offering to Mojica. Swing and a miss. Another low slider for strike two. Maybe Aldegary has figured out his recipe here to Mojica. First pitch fastball for a ball. Back-to-back breaking balls in the dirt for strikes. The 1-2. Back to the breaking ball this time. Mojica does not chase. Takes one that bounces in front of home plate. In the count 2-2 now. Tamar Johnson led off the inning with a single. Rivas struck out before Planchart and Polanco homered back-to-back ABs. The 2-2 to Mojica. Swing and a miss. He got his high fastball but didn't connect on it. And there's two away. That's Mojica's pitch right there. Fastball at the top, if not above the zone. We've seen him go after that one before and connect deep to the left field side of the seating sections. Two down with Tanner Treadaway stepping in. Treadaway popped out to the first baseman Reyes in foul ground and is 0-for-1 in the game. First pitch from Aldegary to Treadaway. Pitch misses low and in. Slider backed up on Aldegary. It's 1-0. He is human. Marauders have proven that here in the inning. 1-0 offering now. Treadaway takes breaking ball way inside, but ABS has it as a strike, and it's 1-1. Treadway regrips some pine tar and steps in. A ball and a strike with two out in the inning. Pitch. Treadway takes fastball up and in. 2-1 now. 6-3 Clearwater the score in the top of the fourth, but we have a brand new game. Rodgers look down and out. Three runs across in the inning. The 2-1 pitch to Treadway. Hits one high and deep to left. If this one's fair, it's way out of here, but it'll hook foul. These are not the hardest hit balls in the world, but everything is flying here tonight in Clearwater. 2-2 count, the pitch. Treadway takes a ball that bounces in the dirt. Comfortably a ball in the count, full now. Terrero in the nine spot waits on deck. If Treadway reaches here, Terrero could easily make this a one-run game with a homer. He's clutched up many a time. Payoff pitch in the inning to Treadway. Hit high and deep to left. If it stays fair, it's gone, but it's foul again. Treadway early on back-to-back, or rather on two pitches in this at-bat. Hit that one 381 feet. Had more than enough juice. The 3-2 again. Breaking ball, no way. Called strike three on ABS. Pitch looked a foot above the zone. And once again, this automatic balls and strike system has me a little upset. Marauders, though, pick up three in the inning. Two homers, one from Planchy, one from Polanco. And we head to the home fourth. The Marauders down by just three now when we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the home fourth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauder Radio Network. Dominic Paracci now will make his appearance on the mound. Lefty's first offering to Brian Rincon. Fastball high and away, one and up. Got to be weird for a starter like Paracci to enter the game in the fourth inning with your team down three runs. Has a 1-0 record this year. His 1-0 pitch, fastball at the knees, nails the zone for strike one, the count even. Paracci with a stout 2.61 ERA this year. 27 strikeouts, 9 walks. 1-1 pitch. Bounced in there, a breaking ball. And the count 2-1. The curveball was what Paracci had humming in his last outing a week ago. 5 innings pitch, gave up 3 hits, struck out 9 in 5 innings the last time he was on the mound. 2-1 to Rincon. Breaking ball misses short again. It's 3-1. Rare for Paracci. Usually the breaking ball is his locator pitch, one that he can really control. See if he battles back here. Rincon 1-for-1 in the game with an RBI. 3-1. I don't understand ABS whatsoever. It's ball four. The batter Rincon stood there like it was a strike for about 10 seconds. I will never understand it. He gets the walk to start the inning. That just seems so incredibly inconsistent. You have a pitch that crosses Treadway's letters called strike three. And then that there Brito up, shows bunt, pulls back. Ball one. Pitch missed inside. Brito had a three-run homer in the second inning off Cedarland. Bracci after the leadoff walk trying to battle back here. The 1-0 pitch. We'll have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Diving back safely is Rincon. Mentioned this Clearwater team loves to steal bases. Now. Bunt showed again. Fastball misses low and in, almost hits Brito for ball two. Paracci with only a strike thrown in his seven pitches so far. Six balls rare from the lefty. Big lead at first, 2-0. Line to left, that one's down for a hit. Torero cuts it off. Runner's going to try and move up to third, and he won't get there. What a throw from Torero. They cut down Rincon trying to take an extra base, and there's one away. That is a huge throw from Emmanuel Torero. My goodness. Moving up to second on the throw, I'm assuming a single and an advance on the throw for Brito. And it is scored as such. Score it 7-5 on the putout. And Torero did that in the second inning. He threw a cutoff strike to Castillo at third, who relayed a throw to the plate to cut down Reyes trying to score. Huge first out, changes the scope of this inning. You go from second and third with nobody out to a man on second with one away. So a sac fly doesn't get you a run here if you're Clearwater. Huge out. First pitch, breaking ball. Call the strike. ABS gives Paracci the call on the high deuce. Boyd 0 for 2 in the game. Two ground outs to first tonight. Paracci's 0-1. Fastball at the knees. Call the ball. It's 1-1. 6-3 Threshers the score. Marauders, though, with a little momentum behind them. Just dying for a scoreless inning defensively. 1-1 pitch. Bounced into the plate. Good block by Planchart. Brito opts not to advance in the count. 2-1 now. Boyd with fantastic speed. If he gets on, he's stolen 20 bases this season. Paracci set the 2-1 pitch to Boyd with a man on second. Line to left. That one's towards the gap. It'll bring in a run. Scoring, standing up is Brito. Boyd's going for two, and he wants three. Cutoff throw to Rivas. He relays it to third, and Boyd is out by 10 feet. An RBI double for Boyd. He adds a tally to put the lead back at four for Clearwater. But some peculiar, dare I say, questionable base running from Clearwater in the inning. Regardless, a run back. The Marauders will still look for that scoreless inning. Nobody on the base paths now with Ricardo Rosario at the plate. He has walked and grounded out today. Score it 8-6-5 on the putout. First pitch, swing and a miss high fastball blown by the barrel. Rosario for strike one. 7-3 Clearwater the score. Paracci's 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, pop foul, first base side out of play for strike two. No balls, two strikes, 2-0. Paracci trying to end the inning. Pitch from the lefty. High fastball misses eye level for ball one. One, two. Chopped weakly to third, but it'll skip foul and we'll do it again. Next pitch, check, swing and a miss. Can I get you a shield to go with that sword? Punch out ends the inning. Paracci gives up one on two hits. No errors and nobody left. We've played four in Clearwater. Threshers up 7-3 when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you in the top of the fifth at BayCare Ballpark. 7-3 Clearwater the score as the Threshers go with a new arm on the mound. Jace Vines rehabbing here with the Threshers. Faces in Manuel Torero to start the inning off. Right-hander set, first pitch to Torero. Takes outer half for strike one. Vines pitched in AAA Omaha last year in the Royals organization. Had a 7.24 ERA. Struck out 20, walked 10 in 13 and two-thirds pitched. 1-1. Line down the left field side. 1-1. Out of play. Oh, automatic ball was called in the at-bat, or I'm blind. One of those two. Must have been an automatic ball. Only two pitches thrown by Vines. Now, umpire corrects, it is 0-2. Righty set the pitch to Torero, leading off the inning. Called strike three. Torero goes down looking. Aldegary's night finish with four innings pitched. Gave up four hits, three runs, all of them earned. Walked one and struck out six Marauders. Jesus Castillo at the top of the order up. 0 for 1, a line out and a walk. Takes a high fastball, called a strike, and it's 0-1. Marauders chasing four. They got now 4 2/3 innings to work with. Vines set the 0-1 pitch. Castillo hits it hard to center. Playable, though, for Fergus. He backs up on it, makes the grab for out number two. Hard hit ball. Castillo not rewarded for it this time. Nolasco up, 0 for 2 in the game, a ground out and a strikeout. Vines set, first pitch, trying to work a 1-2-3 inning. On its way to Nolasco. Taken low and away. Called a strike on ABS, and it's 0-1. A score in favor of Clearwater. 0-1 pitch to Nolasco. Popped up. Shallow right. Second baseman Brito calls it and makes the catch. Marauders set down in order. Halfway through the game, 7-3 Threshers the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Leecon Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom half of the fifth, Otto Kemp in the three spot leading it off. 7-3 Threshers the score. First pitch from Parachi, smoked down the left field line. That one's going to roll all the way into the corner. Kemp heads for second. Picked up by Torero, thrown to the cutoff man, Johnson. Leadoff double for Kemp. And there seems to be no end to this offensive onslaught for the Threshers. Their eighth hit of the night. Their fifth extra base hit. Rincones Jr. up a double and a strikeout tonight. Four runs in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth. Parachi hopefully can give us our first scoreless inning here. Lefty set, first pitch to Rincones Jr. Fastball misses away, it's 1-0. One-oh pitch. Taken down the middle of fastball for strike one. Parachi gave up a pair of hits and an earned run. Last inning, walked a man and struck out another. 1-1 home. Breaking ball beautifully located, looped into the inner half for strike two. Ball and two strikes. Can Parachi strike out Rincones for the second time tonight? Left-hander resting the glove on the front thigh as he comes set now. Check of the runner. The 1-2 home. Fouled off, screaming towards the backstop, and we'll do the 1-2 again. Ball and two strikes. Parachi with his 22nd pitch of the outing. Misses low and in. Looked like an ABS strike to me, but it's 2-2 now. Count even at a pair apiece. Runner on second with nobody out. Parachi trying to set down Rincones. Pitch. Fastball misses way low. A ball in the count full now. Parachi set, full count offering. Bounces in front of home plate, a breaking ball for ball four. Then on first and second now with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth, and that brings pitching coach Matt Ford out of the dugout and to the mound for Bradenton. Back here tomorrow for a day game. Noon first pitch. Marauders will have owned Kellington on the mound tomorrow. Hopefully 1-0 up in the series, but need to get out of this inning and then mount a heck of a comeback effort. Team more than capable of doing so. Tyler Green out to the mound. What I'll never understand is with the clock timing mound visits, why the umpire still feels the need to go out there and pressure the coach. Forty talking to Green as he walks back to the dugout. First mound visit of the night for Bradenton. Jordan Disson, the catcher, up. He is grounded out and also singled in the game. Two RBI this evening for him. First and second, nobody out. With this team's speed, wouldn't be shocked to see a double steal. First pitch. Disson takes. Fastball bounced into the plate for ball one. Very rare from Paracci. Don't see him throw this many balls usually in his outing. Has a 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio this season, but has given out two free passes in this game. 1-0. Breaking ball drilled to left center field. That one's into the gap. One run will score. Cut off well by Terrero. Up to third is Rincones Jr. Scoring is Kemp, and it's now 8-3 Clearwater. RBI single for Disson. Second RBI knock of the evening. Then on the corner, still nobody out. Felix Reyes up. 0-1 in the game. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Was hit by a pitch in the second. Paracci trying to pitch out of trouble. First offering. Reyes takes fastball. Somehow called the ball, and it's 1-0. Mena on the corners. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. 2-0 now. Paracci set. Two ball offering to Felix Reyes. Takes a fastball. What? Call the ball. On the pitch data, it's half the baseball's in the strike zone. And the count 3-0. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball that almost hit Reyes on the front foot for strike one. 3-1 the count. I think he got a little overeager there. 3-1, nobody out, men on the corners. Paracci fires, runner goes for second. Pitch is called a ball, and the bases are loaded. Still no one out in the inning. Cade Fergus to the plate. One for two, a double and a, or a single rather, and a flyout. 8-3 Clearwater the score. They could really make this thing ugly with a shot in the gap here. First pitch to Fergus from Paracci. Hit high and deep to center field. That ball is out of here. Grand slam. And it's 12-3 Threshers. Brings up Brian Rincon, who's 1-for-1 with an RBI single in the game. Walked in his other trip. First pitch. Fastball. Call the ball, and it's 1-0. One 0 pitch is a heater that misses upstairs, and it's 2-0 now. Two-ball offering on its way. High heater misses 3-0. Clearwater Clearwater the score. 3-0 pitch. Ball four. Second time Rincon's walk tonight. Third walk handed out by, check that, fourth walk handed out by Paracci. Brings up Eric Brito, runner on first. Threshers have scored five in the inning, still nobody out. Brito has a three-run homer and a single tonight, 2-for-2. First pitch to Brito from Paracci. Breaking ball looped into the inner half of the strike zone. Called a strike. It's 0-1. A 1 pitch from the Marauder left-hander. Fastball at the knees. Called a strike. It's 0-2. Paracci shakes off a few signs. Comes set. No balls. 2 strikes. Runner on first. The pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat towards the backstop from Brito. And we'll do the 0-2 again. Fouled off the foot of Brito this time. We'll do it a third try. Clearwater have the same amount of home runs as Marauders pitchers have strikeouts tonight in this one. For a team that averaged almost 15 strikeouts a game over the weekend, or over the last week, rather, against the Tigers. Paracci's third 0-2 pitch to Brito. Bounced in the dirt. Good block by Planchart to keep him in front of him. Ball one. Runner stays put on first. Paracci set. The 1-2 now to Eric Brito. Popped foul. First base side out of play. And we'll have our fifth two-strike pitch of the at-bat. The 1-2 again from Paracci to Brito. Hard hit ground ball, third base side, foul. How about a sixth two-strike pitch? That is the fourth two-strike offering that Brito has spoiled into foul territory. Paracci checks first the 1-2 again. Hard hit grounder, Castillo makes a great glove pick to second for one, relay to first. They're going to call him safe at this point. Why not? He was out by a foot, but the Marauders get the lead runner. Good play by Castillo. Tamar just hesitated for half a second on the throw to first. Give the umpire enough time to think about it. Back to the top of the order in Amarian Boyd. He has an RBI double and a pair of groundouts in a 1-for-3 game. Takes a first pitch fastball inner half for a strike. It's 0-1. One. Breaking ball misses inside, and the count even now. One pitch. Slice foul out of play. First base side for a strike. Paracci gets back in front. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch from the lefty. Swing and a miss, strike three, two away. Two down with the ninth man of the inning to step to the plate, Ricardo Rosario. He's one of just two threshers without a hit in the game tonight. First pitch, breaking ball. Called the ball, it's 1-0. Rosario's 0-for-2 in the game, a strikeout, a groundout, and a walk. Next pitch, curveball looped in there for a strike. It's 1-1 now. 5-run inning here for Clearwater. 1-1 pitch. Popped up, first base side of the infield. Mojica backpedaling under it. Makes the two-handed squeeze to end the frame. 5 runs coming to score off of 1, 2, 3 hits. No errors and 1 man left on. We go to the 6th. 12-3 Clearwater the score, and we come back.
Mm-hmm. the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot of
back here for the top of the sixth. Clearwater leads your Marauders 12-3. Four innings to go. Marauders chasing nine. Tamar Johnson leads off. He's 1-for-2 in the game. Sparked a rally his last time up. Takes a back foot slider that misses for ball one. New arm on the mound is Jonathan Petit for Clearwater. The righty's 1-0. Called a strike upstairs and the count evens. Scoreboard shows and the live stat shows a 2-1 count to start the inning again. Must be some sort of glitch. Next pitch, Tamar sharply hits it towards second. Backing up on and fielding the hop is the second baseman, Brito. Throws to first in time and there's one away. Brings up Javier Rivas, who's 0-for-2 in the game. Petit with a 6.43 ERA this season, has pitched seven innings. Given up seven, or has struck out seven, given up two walks. Five earned runs and 10 hits for the right-hander from Venezuela. Fellow Venezuelan Javier Rivas steps in the batter's box. Still looking for his first knock of the evening. First pitch to him. Takes a breaking ball low, 1-0. Marauders came to life in the fourth inning. Two-run homer for Planchart and then a solo shot for Polanco. Made it just a three-run game, but since then, Clearwater putting up a six-run total in both the fourth and fifth innings combined. 1-0 breaking ball misses to Rivas in the count. 2-0 now to the power bat. Petit set, 2-0 pitch. Rivas takes. Fastball this time. Call the ball. Looked good. 3-0. It's the thing on the game day, on the pitch tracks, that pitch is in the strike zone. But ABS reads it as a ball. 3-0. Rivas thought it was ball four. Now it's strike one and it count 3-1. Seemingly just as hard for the players to figure out it as it is for me. 3-1 pitch. Call the strike again as Rivas was running down to first and the count full. Rivas calls time. Full count with one away to Rivas after taking back-to-back heaters. Petit fires the 3-2. Fouled off. A rocket down the right field side out of play. Seventh pitch of the at-bat to Rivas upcoming. Petit comes set. Full count offering again. Rivas takes breaking ball low for ball four. Marauders get a base runner with one away. Brings Giovanni Planchart to the plate. Planchy 1-for-1, a solo home run today. Check that, a two-run homer. Tamar was on base for it. It was his first of the season. Clearwater have scored in every inning except for the first in this game. First pitch to Planchy. Takes. Fastball that shows out of the strike zone on pitch tracks. Called a strike in its 0-1. 0-1 pitch. Planchard chops it up the middle. Could be two. To second for one. Relay to first in time. Inning over. 6-4-3. Marauders set down in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. Go to the home six. Clearwater up 12-3 when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay away from the dark side of the Force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Back here for the home sixth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauder Radio Network. 12-3 Clearwater. The score, Owen Schartz makes his first outing out of the Complex League in his career. Simi Valley, California native. Went to the University of Nevada. Misses upstairs. Count 1-0 to Otto Kemp, who's doubled, walked, and grounded out tonight. 1-0 pitch out. Swing and a miss. Caught at a high heater. 1-1 the count. Schartz, in his professional career, has tossed 11 innings in the complex. Struck out 12, walked 27 in 12 outings. 1-1. Fastball misses way up and in. Kemp bails out of the batter's box. It's 2-1 now. Two one the count to Kemp. Pitch from the right-hander. Breaking ball. Call the ball, and it's 3-1. Next pitch misses. Ball four. Five-pitch walk to put Kemp on to start this bottom of the sixth inning. Seventh walk handed out by Marauder pitching in the game tonight. Rincones Jr. up, he has doubled, walked, and struck out tonight. Jonathan Johnston has a gripe with home plate umpire Tyler Green. No idea what was going on there. and Sharp was upset about something as well. First pitch to Rinconis Jr. Fastball misses well outside for ball one. One-oh pitch. Breaking ball looped in there on the outer half of the strike zone. A good location for Sharps, and it's strike one to even up the count. One-one pitch from the righty. Chopped up the middle. Rivas makes a no. He boots it. That one rolls into center field. A tailor-made double play ball. Rivas commits the error. And now two men on with nobody out. Brings up Jordan Disson. 2-for-3 with 3 RBI tonight. Has singled to bring in a run in his previous trips. E6. Man, that was, it's got to be tough for Sharts. Had a routine double play ball. Disson takes fastball over the heart of the plate for strike one. Nobody out, two men on. Bottom six with Clearwater up by 9 runs. Next pitch, breaking ball. Well located again from Sharts. Finds a home on the inner half for a called strike. And now the count 0-2 to Jordan Disson. Sharts nods at the sign and comes set. Check second, the 0-2 home. Breaking ball misses low and away. Good block by Planchart. 1-2 the count now. Next pitch. Called strike three. Fastball down the middle, just above the knees. And that's strikeout number one in single A and out number one of the night for Owen Sharts. Brings up Felix Reyes. One of two threshers without a hit in the game. Has been hit by a pitch, reached on a fielder's choice, and walked. First offering to him from Sharts. Breaking ball grounded to short. Rivas with a chance of redemption. Steps on for one. Throw to first, double play. Owen Sharts in his first outing in affiliated baseball. Rolls a twin kill to end it for scoreless inning since the first for the Marauders defensively. No runs, no hits, one error, and one man left. We go to the seventh. Threshers up 9 when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network. Back here for the top of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauder Radio Network. Threshers 12, Marauders 3, the score. Petit out for another inning on the mound. Charlene Polanco leading off for Bradenton. 1-for-2 in the game with a solo homer, and he jumps on the first pitch, lines it into left center field, a leadoff single. And maybe some magic left in these Marauders bats. Three innings, nine runs to chase. Crazier things have happened. Two for three day for Polanco. Good to see him stringing together a couple of knocks. Mojica to the plate. 0 for 2 with two strikeouts tonight. Polanco has two stolen bases this year as Mojica takes an eye-level fastball for ball one. I mean, we saw this Marauders team trail, I believe it was 8-0 against Dunedin. Came back and made it 8-5 as Mojica ducks out of the way of a high fastball, but a balk is called on Petit. So up to second goes Polanco. Mojica almost wore that one in the teeth. Very lucky to get out of the way. Now, exactly, I want to say, 3 weeks ago in Dunedin, Marauders are getting no hit through five, trailing 8-0. As Mojica takes a pitch at the letters, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Trailing 8-0, came back, made it 8-5, something like that. Then loaded the bases in the top of the ninth inning with nobody out. Scored another run. And trailed by three before the Dunedin ground crew forgot how to use a tarp. And the game had to be called off due to rain. 1-2 the count to Mojica. Polanco on second after the balk. Petit checks and fires. Mojica looks at a pitch right down the middle for the third strike and the first out. So many looking strikeouts for this team this season. Tanner Treadaway up. Strikeout and a pop out, 0 for 2 tonight. Has been a great addition to this team. Takes good at-bats. Has seen almost 15 pitches tonight. Takes for a called strike, it's 0-1, fastball in the outer half. An 8-pitch at-bat in the third, 6-pitch at-bat in the fourth. Getting his money's worth in his trips. Petit set, 0-1 pitch to Treadaway with Polanco at second. Check swing, foul ball for strike two. Oh and two, the count with one away in the inning. Marauders chasing nine runs here in the top half of the seventh. Petit checks Polanco the pitch. Treadaway takes. Wow, very tight take. Call the ball and it's 1-2. A good one from Treadaway. One, two. Popped up first base side. Into foul ground goes Reyes. He makes a routine grab for the second out. Second time tonight, Treadaway's popped out in foul territory to the first base side. And Manuel Torero in the nine spot up. 1-for-2, a looking strikeout. And a base hit. Marauders a chance to give themselves a little bit of life if Torero finds a base hit. Bring Polanco in to score. First offering from Petit to Torero with two away. Fastball down the middle, taken for a strike, it's 0-1. Polanco led off the inning with a line drive single to left center. Stands on second. One strike offering from Petit. Another pitch, another fastball well located. In the strike zone, it's 0-2. Torero went down looking his last trip in three pitches. Down in the count here. Petit set. The 0-2 with two away to Torero. Swing and a miss, strike three. Stretch time in Clearwater. Threshers 12, Marauders 3. The score when we come back.
Crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Yeah.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh at BankCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you. Clearwater 12, Bradenton 3 the score. Owen Schartz remains in the game on the mound. Struck out one, walked one, and forced a double play last inning. Facing 7-8-9 with Cade Fergus leading off. Takes a swing and a miss at a high fastball for strike one. Fergus 2-for-3 in the game. Single in the second, fly out in the third knee. Grand slam to dead center field. His last time up in the fifth. 0-1. Gets away from Schartz. Ends up at the backstop. A ball and it's 1-1. Schartz set. Even offering to Fergus. Fastball misses high. Eye level. It's 2-1 now. Two-one pitch. Breaking ball bounces in. 3-1 now the count. Three-one pitch. Bounced into the plate. Ball four. Five-pitch walk to start off the inning for Cade Fergus. Brian Rincon up, 1-for-1, an RBI single and two walks tonight. First pitch to him from Schartz. Breaking ball misses inside, it's 1-0. Clearwater, we're set down in order in the first by Tyler Chatwood. Schartz is 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball in the outer half, called a strike, it's 1-1. Threshers then scored 4 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and 5 runs in the fifth inning. 1-1 pitch from the Marauder right-hander. Breaking ball inside. Just misses in the count, 2-1. Two balls and a strike pitch. Lined left field side, shot foul into the seats. And the count evens up at 2-2 with the foul ball strike. Lights in full effect now. Exactly 2 hours into the game tonight. Schartz is 2-2 pitch to Rincon. Grounded towards short. Rivas with a great play on the backhander. Termar for one at second. Throw to first is not going to be in time. Beating out the double play ball is Rincon, but the Marauders get the lead runner for the first out.
Second baseman, Eric Burrito.
Brings up Eric Burrito. 2-for-3 tonight, a 3-run homer in the second. Single in the fourth. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth inning. 9 spot in the lineup represented with Burrito. Double play opportunity. First pitch with one away from Schartz. High fastball misses, check swing, no swing. Count 1-0. Schartz with his 25th pitch of the night, the 1-0 offering to Eric Burrito. Breaking ball, called a strike, low and away in the count, 1-1. Conservative lead at first for Rincon. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses upstairs. 2-1. Neutral count to Brito. One away in the inning. Rincon. Bigger lead at first. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off the mask of Planchart. Planchy shakes that one off, gives a big thumbs up to the dugout, lets him know he's okay. And the count, 2-2. Rincon keeps taking a bigger and bigger lead off and secondary lead at first. If he steals second here, it's a great way to really upset the other team, up by 9 runs. 2-2. Grounded towards short. Rivas scoops it to Tamar for one. Throw to first in time. Double play for two straight innings. Owen Schartz rolls a twin kill to end the frame. We go to the eighth. Clearwater 12, Bradenton 3. The score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Leecom Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leecom Park this...
Back here in the top of the eighth at BayCare Ballpark, Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders with you. Clearwater 12, Bradenton 3, the score. Petit remains on the mound. Top of the order, and Jesus Castillo up. He takes a back foot offering. That misses for ball one. Castillo has lined out, walked, and flied out in the game. Does keep his now 12-game on-base streak going. 1-0 fastball above the belt. Called a strike, and it's 1-1. Petit set, 1-1 pitch to Castillo. Lines it into the left center field. A sinking ball that'll touch down on the grass. A leadoff single for Castillo. Marauders with back-to-back innings, leading it off with a base hit. Brings up Nolasco. An infield pop out, a ground out to first, and a strikeout in an 0-for-3 game for him. Trying to keep his two-game back-to-back, I should say back-to-back games with a base hit. Castillo makes it now 4 straight with a knock with that one. First pitch to Nolasco. Takes a big cut and a big miss at a high fastball for strike one. Pirates in action tonight. Starting off a stretch with the Detroit Tigers. Trying to get back to their winning ways. 0-1 to Nolasco. Breaking ball misses low and away. And the Pirates are down 4-0 in the seventh inning in Detroit. They find themselves a game out of first. Marauders, if they can come back here. As Nolasco tips the 1-1 pitch into the glove of the catcher. Disson for strike two. A ball and 2 strikes to Nolasco. Castillo at first after his leadoff single. Marauders with a loss would move 5 games out of first. 1-2. Hits Nolasco in the head. Right in the face. Oh my goodness, he's down. 92 miles per hour in the face, sprinting to the field as trainer Alexa DeHalzer and manager Jonathan Johnston. you're not good enough to throw up and in, don't throw up and in. And although I never played baseball at this high of a level, Jonathan Petit, you are not good enough to throw 92-mile-an-hour fastballs up and in without endangering somebody. Nolasco is still down, is moving his feet a little bit. The protective flap on his helmet actually snapped off of it, so somewhat stopped the baseball, but not enough. That one hit him square in the cheek. This is horrible. Nolasco's still down on the field. Jamar Johnson, Gustavo Amaña, Jonathan Johnston, and Alexa DeHalzer, athletic trainer, talking with Nolasco now. Rodolfo still not really moving. Have some frickin' feel, Matt Hockenberry, pitching coach for Clearwater, gonna go out there and have a meeting with his infielders after a player got hit in the face. That's sad. Have to take a mound visit, talk to your infielders. At least wait till the guy's not laying flat on the ground. I don't like that one bit. I could give a flip once they take Nolasco off the field, fine. But you're going to go out there and have a strategy meeting with all your infielders while a player's lying flat on the ground after getting hit in the face? I have a problem with that. Nolasco's sitting up now, but still on the ground. Gustavo Amaña seems to be translating between trainer Alexa DeHalzer and Rodolfo Nolasco. Rudy's helped to his feet now. And now walked back to the dugout. It is a hit by pitch, I believe. So Marauders will have to replace Nolasco in the ballgame. Man, that is as scary as it gets. So Davies Nadal enters for Nolasco. Up to second is Castillo. Some men on first and second with nobody out. Petit's going to take a few warm-up tosses. Hopefully he doesn't throw it over the protective netting and hit me in the face, too.
Running at first base for Nolasco, number two, Davies Nadal.
Jamar Johnson steps in now. Castillo at second, Nadal at first. Jamar 1-for-3 in the game in the batter's box. Petit now steps back on the rubber. Maybe a rally here for the Marauders. Two men on and nobody out. First pitch from Petit to Jamar. Misses low and in. Fastball yanked for ball one. Right-hander comes set quickly. Two on, nobody out, the 1-0. Jamar takes fastball over the heart of the plate for strike one. One-one count. Rodgers chasing nine here in the top of the eighth inning. Got six outs to work with. Pitch taken low and in. Another fastball shoved down below the strike zone in the count 2-1. Rivas waits on deck. Two balls and a strike. Petit set. Fires home. Jamar hits one high to right, but that does not have the legs, it looks like. But going back to the track is Boyd. He leaps and can't make the grab. Runners will advance. He tried to rob a home run, essentially did, but didn't make the catch. So give Jamar a base hit. Up to third is Castillo. On second now is Davies Nadal. And the bases are loaded with nobody out now for Bradenton. Man, that thing, that looked like a routine fly ball out. And it just carried about, it had to have carried 30-some-odd feet. Boyd was well in front of the warning track when he started tracking that one. And ended up leaping at the wall. Bases loaded for Rivas. Takes fastball outer half for strike one. Castillo at third, Nadal at second, Tamar at first. Time called. A balk called. A balk scores a run for Bradenton. Castillo touches home. Fourth run of the game for Bradenton. 12-4 Clearwater deficit cut to 8. Up to third is Nadal. On second is Tamar. No pitch, 0-1 the count. Rivas pops it up first base side, tailing foul. With room is no running out of room is Reyes. Ends up in the seats for strike two. Tamar at second, Nadal at third. Marauders score a run in the inning off of balk. That has been happening a lot lately. Lakeland did it once. We did it three times last week. 0-2. Rivas fights a breaking ball foul to the backstop to stay alive. Not sure if it's just something umpires have called a little more strictly in the past week. The 0-2 again to Rivas. Fights it foul and out of play. First base side once more. We'll do the 0-2 pitch for a third time now. Maybe some magic left in these Marauders tonight. Two in scoring position. Nobody out. 0-2 offering to Rivas again. Droops it into right center field. That one, though, will be caught by the second baseman, Brito. Thought it had a little more juice on it. And there's one away. Brings up Giovanni Planchart. 1-for-2 in the game. A two-run homer and a 6-4-3 double play rolled by him tonight. First pitch misses inside. Count 1-0. Good speed on the bases. Any base hit's going to bring in both men, you'd have to expect. 1-0 pitch. Planchy takes. Fastball well located. Above the knees, over the heart of the plate for strike one. Wind still flowing out to right. Explain why that ball just kept on going off Jamar's bat. 1-1 pitch. Planchart takes. Ball gets to the backstop. Nadal's going to come into score standing up. And the Marauders pick up their second of the inning. It's 12-5 now. And only 7 runs the hill to climb. Is there a few more twists and turns in this game tonight? A ball on the pitch, 2-1 the count to Planchart. Polanco follows behind him on deck. Tamar at third. Petit set the 2-1 offering to Giovanni Planchart. Pops it up, foul, first base side out of play. A strike in the count, 2-2. Count even at a pair apiece. Jamar Johnson on third. The 2-2 pitch to Giovanni Planchart with a one away in the top of the eighth. Hit high and deep to right center field, but that will stay in the ballpark. Couple men converge, play made by Boyd, tagging easily as Tamar from third. He comes in to score. And the third run of the inning in, the Marauders cut the chase to 6. Second RBI of the game for Planchart. Thought we'd see another ball get hit to right center field and just keep carrying, but not on this occasion. Shalene Polanco up, two for three tonight, a fly out, a solo home run, and a line drive single. First pitch, Chalén with a cue shot towards third. It'll bounce foul for strike one. A balk and a wild pitch bring in the first two runs, and then the sac fly there for Planchy. 0-1 the count with two away to Chalén Polanco. Rodgers chasing six. I think if they can get one or two more here, there's a chance in the ninth. 0-1. Chalén, hard hit ground ball through the left side. That one's going to roll towards the corner. Should be extra bases. Pulling into second. Standing up is Chalén Polanco, a two-out double. He is a triple away from the cycle now tonight. Have a game. Chalén Polanco brings up Alexander Mojica. With one swing of the bat, he could make it that four-run game. That looks a heck of a lot more manageable. There's still some fight left in this team. Do not count him out yet. Petit set. Two down. Man on second. First pitch to Mojica. Swing and a miss. Mojica. Way off of a high fastball for strike one. Mojica struck out three times tonight. 0 for 3. Two swinging. One looking. 0-1. Breaking ball low. Yeesh. ABS has it as a strike. It's 0-2. Two away, man on second. Petit fires to Mojica. Breaking ball low, blocked well by the catcher. Dissing a ball in the count, 1-2. Polanco stays put on second. Chalén with a big lead off the bag there. Base hit would cut the deficit to five. Petit set, 1-2 pitch to Mojica with two down in the eighth. Line down the left field line. That one heading for the corner. It touches down. Polanco's coming to the plate. He scores standing up. Mojica wants a double. He'll be into second standing up. An RBI double for Big Mo, and the Marauders cut the deficit to five now. Fourth run comes across this inning. Let's keep it going. Tanner Treadaway up. Treadaway 0 for 3. A knock, should say a ball in the gap, would make it a four-run game. Once Mojica gets going, he's hard to stop, though. Faster than many would think. Petit set, first offering to Treadaway with Mojica on second and two away. Takes fastball darn near down the middle for strike one. Terrero in the nine spot on deck. Marauders have rallied to score four in the inning. Back-to-back, two-out doubles. Petit set, 0-1 pitch to Treadaway. Takes ball in the dirt, gets away from the catcher. That's going to move Mojica up to third. Now a base hit almost guarantees a run coming in to score. 1-1 the count to Treadaway. Marauders with some magic here in the eighth. Four runs in to score. Base hit would make it five and cut the deficit to four. Petit set the 1-1 pitch to Treadaway. Pops it up. Shallow center. Fergus makes the routine grab to end the inning. Third time tonight, Treadaway has popped out. This time it ends the eighth. Marauders score four, cut the deficit to five. We go to the home half, 12-7 Threshers the score when we come back.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones or grab your love partner. And if you're by your...
Back here for the home eighth at BayCare Ballpark. Ben Picorni with you. 12-7 Clearwater the score. Marauders with four in the top half of this inning. They turn to the solid arm of Carlos Lamelli to get three outs and keep the Marauders within five. Defensive substitution sees Tamar Johnson leave the game for Ryber Romero at second. Now Davies Nadal in right field for Rodolfo Nolasco. Hope that Rodolfo is okay. They're getting hit in the face, top half of this inning. First pitch to Boyd is at the belt, but it's called a ball to count 1-0. Boyd, a RBI double, a strikeout, and a pair of groundouts in a 1-for-4 game tonight. Lamelli's 1-0 offering. Chop towards short. Rivas plays the chest-high hop. Strong throw to first to the stretching Mojica in time. And there's one away, two pitches into the inning. Ryber Romero, that second, should get an at-bat next inning as long as one man gets on, which, I'm telling you, eight men are getting on, and then we're scoring five to send this thing to maybe extras, maybe six, and just win it in the ninth. Rosario at the plate. 0-for-3 tonight. Takes a first pitch, ball one. Has reached once on a walk. Lamelli's 1-0 offering to Rosario. Fastball well located. Call the ball, though. Up and in, it's 2-0. Lamelli comes set. Righty's 2-0 pitch. Fastball well located. About a baseball width above the knees on the inner half of the plate for strike one. Two-one, one away, bases empty in the bottom of the eighth, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty cutter from Lamelli, low and away. Dances way off the barrel of Rosario for strike two. 2-2 count, one out. Lamelli looking for just the fourth strikeout of the night for Marauders pitching. The offering. Off the end of the bat, grounded towards second. Romero charges it, scoops it up. It's going to be a tough play, but he gets it in time. Rosario out by a step and a half, and there's two away.
Third baseman, Otto Kemp.
Otto Kemp, the three-spot man, up now. Two walks, a double, and a ground out in a 1-for-2 game tonight. Hats off to Owen Schartz, who pitched the last two innings for Bradenton in his first outing in affiliated baseball. Walked two, struck out one. Was able to roll a pair of double plays. First pitch to Kemp misses upstairs from Lamelli for ball one. Tyler Chatwood started the game tonight for Bradenton. Tossed a 10-pitch, scoreless 1-2-3 first. 1-0 from Lamelli, big cut and a miss from Kemp at a low slider for strike one to even up the count. Then a RBI single and a three-run homer put up four in the second for Clearwater. A two RBI knock gave him two in the third. 1-1 pitch, foul tip into the glove of Planchart for a strike. It's 1-2. Clearwater then added two more in the fourth. One in the fourth. RBI double for Boyd, and then a grand slam and an RBI single in the fifth put up a five spot for the home team. 1-2-2 away, Lamelli trying to work a 1-2-3-8. The pitch to Kemp from the Marauder right-hander. Fly to right, hooking towards the line, charging after it as Davies Nadali runs out of the room. That one's out of play and will do the 1-2 pitch again. One, two count, two away. Bottom of the eighth inning, Clearwater 12, Marauders 7, the score. Lamelli set, the 1-2 again. Hits him. Hits Kemp on the hand. Hit by pitch, we'll see the inning continue here for the Threshers. Rincones Jr. up to the plate now, 1-for-3, a double, a strikeout, a walk, and a reach on an error. First pitch, way up and in, misses, 1-0 the count to the cleanup DH. Lamelli set, 1-0 pitch. Fastball at the knees, well located on the outer half for strike one to even things up. One-one offering from Carlos Lamelli to Gabriel Rincones Jr. Fastball misses up and outside. 2-1 now. Good crowd has stuck around here tonight in Clearwater. Great atmosphere on a Tuesday evening. Lamelli set the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Late hack at a fastball from Rincones Jr. for strike two. 94 on the gun from Lamelli. Rincones Jr. steps back in. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lamelli fires. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Kicks away from Planchard. A wild pitch. Sees Kemp move up to second. And it sees the count go full to Rincones Jr. Pirates fall tonight 4-0. In Detroit, as some young fans on the grassy hill and left threw a baseball onto the field. Torero had to go toss that one back into the fan area. Lamelli set, full count, two way the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three, breaking ball ends the inning. Threshers leave a man on in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Clearwater 12, Bradenton 7, the score, Marauders. Looking for some five-run magic in the ninth when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
What rock and roll really means. I want to ride in your 55 T-Bird, drive through some old memories. I ain't after your body, baby, I just want you to dance with me. I want to bop with you, baby, all night long. I want to bop the night away. I want to make it a night like it used. Still in our teens,
back here on the Marauder Radio Network. Top nine at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Threshers 12, Marauders 7 the score. Ben Picorni with you. Clearwater goes to Edward Segovia on the mound trying to close this one out tonight for them. 3.45 ERA this season for the righty. First pitch to Torero misses up and in for ball one. Marauders will need to bring in five runs in the inning to at least force extra innings. 1-0. Torero takes fastball outside. 2-0 the count. Segovia's 2-0 pitch. Torero takes. Pitch misses outside. 3-0. Segovia of 24 strikeouts, 18 walks this year. He's given up one home run, six earned runs, and nine hits. 3-0. Low and away. Ball four. And that's a heck of a start to a ninth-inning rally for Bradenton. Just have some sort of feeling that this team has another run rally in them in this game. Hope it's five, but I know we're going to see at least one or two come across in this inning. Castillo up, takes first pitch, outer half for strike one. Castillo has lined out, walked, flied out, and singled, 1-for-3 tonight. Started the eighth inning rally, leading off that frame. 0-1 pitch. Castillo takes, fastball misses above the shoulders in the count, 1-1. This is the part of the lineup to mount a rally with. Segovia set the 1-1 pitch. Castillo takes, slider up and away, 2-1. Just one strike thrown in the last seven pitches to start the outing here in the ninth for Segovia. Righty comes together, the 2-1 pitch now to Castillo. Jesus takes. Fastball misses well outside, 3-1. Base runners, base runners, base runners. It's what the Marauders need here. 3-1 count, nobody out, man on first. Segovia set the pitch to Jesus Castillo. Fastball somehow picks up on ABS as a strike. Look to be outside. And the count full now to the Marauders' top of the order man and the league leader in walks. 3-2 pitch to Castillo. Misses high, ball four, come on. Something cooking here in the ninth. Two on and nobody out now. Brings up Davies Nadal. And he is due for a home run. The left-handed hitting Nadal would love to plant one in right with the wind blowing out there still and everything seeming to fly off the bat tonight. Nadal, a 176 average this season, three home runs and 12 runs batted in. Segovia checks second, first pitch to Nadal. Misses outside, fastball. Good 2 or 3 feet off the plate, it's ball one. Nadal entered as a pinch runner in the eighth inning for Rodolfo Nolasco after he was hit in the face with a fastball. 1-0 pitch to Nadal. Davies takes, fastball above the belt, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Some half-hearted claps from Clearwater fans. Ball and a strike, nobody out, Marauders. Chance to make this thing interesting. The pitch. Nadal takes. Yikes, that looks so high, but it's called a strike, and it's 1-2. Nadal is not a tall guy. 1-2 count, nobody out. Segovia looking for the first out in the ninth. The pitch to Nadal. Fastball misses outside, pops in and out of the glove of the catcher, Disson, but keeps it within arm's length. Runners will not advance the count 2-2. No need, in my opinion, unless it's a surefire wild pitch to the backstop to try and move up on something. If you're the Marauders, one run, one extra base doesn't win you the game just yet. Still chasing five. Not a bad time to be necessarily conservative on the bases. 2-2. Nadal hits one high and deep to left center field. That one will stay in the park, though. Couple men converge. Play made, and there's one away. Nadal just missed it. Ugh. Good contact. Got a fastball low and away. Hit it 335. Brings up Ryber Romero now, batting 081 this season. He's due, and there's no better time than the present to find a hit here. First and second, one out in the ninth. Marauders need five runs. Doesn't look out of the question. First pitch. Romero takes, fastball misses, up and away, ball one. A walk is as good as a hit here. Segovia set, checks second, the 1-0 pitch to Romero. Takes fastball at the shoulders, bit outside as well, 2-0. Rivas in the cleanup spot waits on deck. Romero going to step out as the pitcher, Segovia, steps off the rubber. Torero and Castillo with unopposed leadoffs at second and first. 2-0 pitch to Romero. Takes fastball down the middle for strike one. Two balls and a strike. Marauders with some fight left in them here in the ninth inning. 2-1 pitch from Segovia to Ribeiro Romero. Misses way up and in. Romero leans out of the way in the count. 3-1. A walk would load the bases with one away. Hitter-friendly count to Romero. Segovia's walked two in the inning already. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball way upstairs for strike two. Romero got very eager. And if Segovia can get this second out, that would really put a damper on the comeback effort. Full count, one away. Pressure point here in the ninth. Right-hander fires home. Misses outside. Ball four. The bases are loaded. Torero up to third, Castillo to second. As Romero draws the full count walk, and now a mound meeting here. And that'll be it. Night over for Segovia. A pitching change in the top of the ninth. Bases loaded, one out. Javier Rivas at the plate. Marauders a homer away from making it a one-run game. Right-hander out of the bullpen will step aside as he makes his way to the hill and rejoining with the bases full of baby buckos. And this game far from over when we come back. The ninth at BayCare Ballpark. Bases loaded for Bradenton. One out, chasing five runs. Jack Dallas, the righty on the mound now for Clearwater, and he has some impressive stats to boast this season as a bunch of young fans are throwing stuff onto the field and left. Three or four Can't tell if those are baseballs thrown down onto the diamond. Javier Rivas steps in Dallas in 20 innings this season, has a 0.44 ERA. 23 strikeouts, 9 walks. First pitch. Rivas hits one hard to right field. That one is over the head of the right fielder. Terrero will score. Castillo being sent. Romero held up at third. It's a 2-RBI double for Javier Rivas, and the tying run will come to the plate in the ninth for the Marauders. What a rally here. Rivas with a 2-RBI double. He got all of that one. 105 off the bat. Right fielder Boyd, even if he got a good read on it, I don't think he was getting there. Scoring is Terrero and Castillo. Tying run at the plate. Romero on third and Rivas at second. Home run ties it. Planchard has 3 RBI tonight. 1-for-3 at the plate. Dallas set. First pitch to Planchard. Breaking ball misses up and in, 1-0. Man, Marauders were down 12-3. They are a swing of the bat away from tying the game. The 1-0 pitch to Planchy. Hits one hard on the ground to third. Good glove play made. Throw to first in time. A run comes in to score, though. Marauders cut the deficit to 2, and it'll be Shaleen Polanco in the batter's box with the game resting in his hands. It is a ground out, but talk about Giovanni Planchard tonight. 4 RBI in the ballgame and 4 trips to the plate. Shaleen Polanco, a triple shy of the cycle this evening. Solo homer, a single, and a double. 3-for-4. First pitch takes right down the middle for strike one. That looked like a good one to open up on, a hung curveball. Home run ties it. Rivas the runner on second. Marauders down 12-10. Dallas is 0-1 offering to Shaleen. Lines one to center. That one's down. Rivas is going to be waved home by Omania. No, he put the stop sign on. Oh, my goodness. I suppose the run doesn't necessarily mean as much, because you still need to get Polanco in to score, but man.
First baseman, Alexander Mojica.
A late sign. So Rivas at third, Polanco at first, met on the corners, and big Mojica at the plate. RBI double and 3 strikeouts tonight. A homer gives Bradenton the lead. First pitch. Mojica takes fastball on the outer half for strike one. Something in the gap. You'd expect to see Shaleen Polanco be sent to the plate to try and tie it with 2 down. 0-1 count, tying run at first. Dallas's pitch to Mojica. Check swing, slider misses low and away. Appeal, no, says the field umpire. Bella Robb in the count, 1-1. One count, 2 away. Met on the corners, the pitch from Dallas. Mojica takes, fastball misses outside. 2-1 the count now. Treadaway waits on deck if Mojica is to reach here. Two balls and a strike, tying run at first with good speed. The pitch from Dallas. Mojica takes a fastball right down the middle. In the count, 2-2 now. Marauders down to their final strike in what has been an unbelievable comeback effort tonight. Men on the corners, deuces wild. The pitch to Mojica from Jack Dallas. Fouled off, will do it again. Mojica spoils a breaking ball into the seats behind home plate. Dallas set the 2-2 again to Mojica. On its way. Check swing, breaking ball misses away, and the count is full. Full count, 2 outs in the top of the ninth. Winning go-ahead run, rather, at the plate. Tying run at first. Dallas set the payoff pitch in the game to Mojica. Misses. What? Called strike three. Pitch looked letter high. I can't believe that. Mojica called out on strikes to end the game. Tying run is left on first. And Clearwater take this one 12-10. Oh, man. The catcher was standing on his feet when he caught it. The catcher was fully out of the crouch when he caught that called strike. I don't know how that's a strike, but it ends the game. Marauders trailed 12-3 entering the eighth inning. Scored four in the eighth, three in this ninth. Tying run was left on base to end the ball game. Hopefully the Bats carry what they did here late in the game into tomorrow, because this team looks dangerous at the plate in these final two innings of the ball game. Threshers put up four in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, five in the fifth. Lamelli and Schartz tossed three scoreless combined in the sixth, seventh, and eighth defensively. Marauders had three in the fourth to make it a three-run game at the time, then cut the deficit to five with a four-run eighth. Scored three in the ninth here. Rivas with a two RBI double. RBI ground out for Planchart. Charlene Polanco was on first with Rivas at third. The tying run on the base at first was Polanco. Mojica goes down looking to close the game out. Marauders with incredible fight. They move five games out of first place now with the loss, as Clearwater extend their advantage over your Marauders in the division race. Bradenton will have Owen Kellington on the mound tomorrow. This team, with the amount of offensive firepower they showcase tonight, should be looking good going into that game at noon here tomorrow. Marauders with the final line score of 10 runs on 11 hits, one error committed defensively. Bradenton leaves six on base, going 4-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Clearwater, 12 runs on just 10 hits. Marauders actually out-hitting Clearwater tonight, even with all the offensive highlights we saw for the Threshers in the game. Clearwater commit no errors defensively, and they go 7-for-12 with runners in scoring position and leave just four on base, and that's your difference right there, I suppose. Marauder pitchers have a night to forget, and I'm sure they'll bounce back quickly. So many great guys through tonight that are very capable of shaking off this rough evening. Bradenton pitchers gave up 12 runs, all of them earned. Walked eight and struck out five. In the game, five of the 12 runs that scored for Clearwater reached base on walks, and that's just free bases coming back to hurt you. 10 strikeouts to five walks for the Clearwater pitching staff. Both teams give up two home runs tonight. Game gets wrapped up in 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of a solid crowd of 3,650 here tonight at BayCare Ballpark. A tough one, a game that was filled with ups and downs, and that finished in favor of the team in first place in the Florida State League West Division. Noon first pitch tomorrow. I know more than anybody that this team has more than enough in them to bounce back and take four of the next five games at least here in Clearwater. Incredible fight from this team. Never gave up. Down nine runs with six outs to work with, and they were a swing away from taking the lead in the final inning. If that's not a team with heart, then I do not know what the heck is. Hope that Rodolfo Nolasco is okay after getting hit in the face with the ball in the eighth inning of this one. Same for Carter Binns, rehabbing catcher, who exited with an injury in just the second inning of play. Kellington tomorrow. Marauders looking to bounce back. Chance to even up the series. Noon first pitch time. We'll get things fired up around 11:45 here on the Marauders Radio Network. Marauders fans, keep faith in this team. Keep loving this team, because it will pay off in a big way very, very soon. I am 1,000% sure of it. I'm your voice of the Bradenton Marauders, Ben Picorni. Sorry about the outcome. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We'll win one tomorrow. Go Buccos, and good night on the Marauders Radio Network. Yeah.